You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So, something interesting is going on, good and bad, but Bob Nightingale, a baseball reporter for USA Today, has tweeted out that Carlos Rodon replaces Yankee teammate Max Fried on the All-Star roster, ending any suspense as to who manager Aaron Boone will select as his AL starting pitcher for the All-Star game. Congratulations to Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers, who richly deserves the honor. So I'm like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I had a suspicion that AJ Hinch was preparing people for Max Fried to start the All-Star game when he was did the interview earlier this week. Apparently I was wrong. But this all comes on a day where virtually everybody that covers the Tigers is reporting that Casey Mize is going to get added to the All-Star roster. Does Rodon take the spot that everybody thought was going to go to Casey Mize? I think the first to report, a lot of people are citing Emily Walden, who covers the Tigers, mostly the minor league system for Tigers ML Report, but she's a baseball writer for Baseball America, which does a lot of minor league stuff. 14 hours ago, she tweeted out, source, Casey Mize is being added to All-Star, AL All-Star roster. Not a lot of people followed up on this. You go to the beat writers, and like Chris McCoskey wrote, Tigers Casey Mize expected to be named to American League All-Star team. Is it possible that Casey Mize is not going to get added to the All-Star team and that Rodon is taking the place of...
Fried,
yeah.
I don't know. I've been looking to see if there's any more reporting on this. I hope that's not the case.
You hope that he didn't?
Yeah, I hope that Mize has been added and that Rodon is just replacing Fried and that Mize is there for some other reason. And then Skubal starts. That'd be awesome all the way around.
Yep.
And then the Tigers had literally four starters in the All-Star game if Skubal gets the starting nod.
Official count on Major League Baseball. Casey Mize, this is 1 minute ago. Casey Mize has been added to the American League All-Star team. He replaces Garrett Crochet on the AL active roster.
Okay, there it is.
There it is. He made
official. The team. Now it's yep. official.
So with Max Fried out, that opens a door for Casey Mize to start the All-Star game. Oh, wait, no. Skubal will start the All-Star game. My apologies. So... that's six Tigers. And I believe that's the most in Major League Baseball. Don't the Dodgers have five?
I think it's, I think before McKinstry was announced, the Tigers were, along with like Seattle, had four or something like that. And that the Dodgers thought had five.
So what's interesting about this is that the way we talk about this team is how they don't have stars. They've got Scooble and they've got Riley Green, but they don't have stars. Or do they? I mean, do we, well, like all these players, does the public perception of all these players get a bump?
This is what happens when you have the best record in baseball. And because people look at it and say, well, the best team in baseball right now, who on this team is deserving? And clearly, Riley Green is, and everybody knows about Scooble. But the fans voted in, with, as you know, Doug, phase one.
Mm-hmm.
It led to phase two, and phase two led to getting three guys.
So led to the breakdown.
Yeah. Led to more confusion. But these guys, fans voted in. When they get voted in on phase two,
mm-hmm.
everybody, you're just choosing between one of two guys. And the fans spoke up and said, yep, Riley Green, absolutely. Javi Baez, absolutely. And Gleyber Torres, absolutely. They have all-stars, but superstars is different than all-stars.
Yeah.
Without a question, Tarek Skubal is a superstar. Riley Green is knocking on that door to be welcomed in to the party of superstars in Major League Baseball. I don't think he's there yet. I think he has to continue on this season that he's having. And if it ends up being, hey, Riley Green finishes here with 36 home runs, 110 RBIs with an 860 OPS, then you might want to say he's borderline superstar at that point, and then we'll see what he does next year. But he's absolutely in that discussion in that next tier of players, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I don't think they have a superstar yet. Other people have to add to that resume. It's not easy to get them.
No.
You know, it's like using the term elite. You have to be really careful about what you refer to.
I'm just not sure that I'm going to look at any of these guys as like superstars. Who could be a star? Like, I got to tell you, the guy that I think could be a superstar isn't at the All-Star game. It's Cole Keith.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the players that are sending to the All-Star game, Baez sometimes looks like a star player, and in his career has looked like a star mm-hmm. player. Hell, he's probably at one point was thought of as a bit of a superstar. Could Casey Mize become an absolute star? I guess he could.
Well, he was also the first overall pick in a draft, and I think that automatically gets notification from people like, oh, well, keeping it, finally he's shaping in and shaping up to what we thought he was going to be. Well, do it more than 1 year and you mm-hmm. can get in that discussion. But I think he's got that recognition right away because of being the first overall pick, which brings you to Spencer Torkelson. Tork's not going to hit for average enough to be considered a superstar.
Right.
He's got ridiculous power, but I think that that batting average is always going to hold him back from that spot. But Colt Keith is a guy, keep an eye on. He's still so young. He's just now starting to hit the ball with more consistency and power. But this is just year two of his career. And I mean, year one, he hit 260 as a rookie. Year two, and now he's up to 270, 271 here with an 800 OPS, and it's climbing. Good to see.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know.
I mean, I guess, and this is not particularly important because they are what they are and they'll be what they're going to be. This is one of the steps to being thought of as a team that you have star power. And it's just getting guys that name recognition. And it feels like we've thought of them as a scrappy underdog little engine that could, but maybe we need to start thinking of them differently. I guess we don't need to do anything, but maybe people will start thinking of them differently.
No, and I mean, how many times have we heard the last 10 years that the Tigers have a top 10 prospect?
Oh, in the game?
Yeah. I don't know if Riley Green was ever thought of as a top 10. I don't
Job
know.
Was, and Job's not even
right, and he's hurt right now. And was Torkelson thought of as a top 10 prospect in the game? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't think he was. I don't think Chase Young ever got up that high.
Yeah.
So right now, they've got Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark knocking on that door for top 10 prospects.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And both of those guys are at Double A. So
yeah, I mean, part of being it's hard to become a superstar, because that's a label, but it's harder to get that label when you come out of nowhere. You can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know why.
Derek Scoble.
I don't know why. The name Mike Piazza popped into my mind. Wasn't he like a 31st round draft pick turned into a superstar? I don't know why that name popped into my head, but that's the first one that did. There's probably way more relevant and current examples. Thanks, old guy. But the Tigers, if Tork does become a superstar, he will be, and Mize, for their 1-1 label, they'll get boosted. Like that, yeah. That helps. Max Clark, if he becomes a superstar, people will have expected it, because he quickly ascended into one of the best prospects in the game.
But in the just looking at the Tigers division, like how many guys are actual legitimate superstars within the division? If you say Scoble for the Tigers and that's the only one, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland's got Jose Ramirez.
Yep.
Kansas City has Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
But they have potential with some other players. Minnesota, if Byron Buxton can stay healthy for a season, he is.
I thought Carlos Correa was for a while there.
But not with, Minnesota.
Minnesota, no.
And Chicago, Chicago. So there aren't many. That's when you look at superstars in the game. And that, you're looking at five teams in a division, you can name three guys.
I don't know if this matters to the players in terms of their on-field performance. Getting named to the All-Star game, does that give them a swagger? Does that make them feel more badass?
I would hope so.
Is it something that feeds upon itself and you play better?
I hope it gives you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly should for those, the guys that got voted in, absolutely. And the guys that get named to it later, you're named to it later because you've had a hell of a first half of the season, not the popularity contest.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us at this hour, breaking news from the All-Star game roster, Max Fried is out. Carlos Rodon is replacing him. And that opens up the door for our guy, Tarek Skubal, to be the starter for the All-Star game. And then also at this hour, it is now official. Garrett Crochet is being replaced on the American League roster by Casey Mize of the Detroit Tigers. So that is 6 All-Star for the Tigers. And, you know, you got the now who becomes the little engine that could? Is it the Dodgers? Is it the Dodgers? They don't have the star power that Detroit does now, huh? Okay, I'm getting a little carried away. It is Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket. Protect your home from unexpected water damage with leak detection services from CGC Home Services. They can help identify and prevent flooded basements and other water-related issues. CGC also offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Beyond leak detection, CGC also specializes in water softeners and drinking water systems, providing total water care for your home. Choose CGC Home Services and Kinetico for peace of mind. Learn more about their services and special offers at 855-339-4242.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.